Time to tell the name. The Charlie Ever Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Not Charlie Evers, the broadcasting icon Hall of Famer, but Scott Spears sitting in for Charlie Evers this morning. Getaway Friday, Friday, May the 8th, 2020, 20 minutes past the hour. And we've still got one answer left. Now, did you take that 20-minute period and think about this? A drink that is closely associated with breakfast, that is alcohol. Go ahead, caller.
How about a martini?
Not a martini. That's a good guess, too. I had the worst martini in the world, Rockefeller Center, New York City. Well, it wasn't bad. It was just powerful. It was a strong martini. All right, what is number six on the list? Alcohol-based drink. But for breakfast, it would be considered something you would have at breakfast. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A drink that you would have at breakfast. A drink closely associated with breakfast. And it does have some alcohol in it. Does anybody know what that is? Number six on the big list today. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what it is? We've had a lot of guesses of alcoholic drinks, but not the right one yet. Oddly enough. Go ahead, caller.
Screwdriver?
Not a screwdriver.
How about a tequila sunrise?
Nope, not a tequila sunrise.
Okay.
No tequila sunrise, no screwdriver. Let's see here. Does anybody know? It is an alcoholic drink. An alcoholic drink. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. An alcoholic drink that is associated with breakfast. What is the answer? No tequila sunrise. No screwdriver. Although screwdrivers are good. Vodka and orange juice. Better than that martini I had in the Rainbow Room at Rockefeller Center. Again, probably not a bad martini, just a strong martini. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about Irish coffee?
Not Irish coffee, but sometimes you have to have that in the morning, even when you're
That's
not Irish.
True.
Thank you. No Irish coffee. What is the answer? 740-383-9944. It's a breakfast drink. Well, you know, you wouldn't have to drink it exclusively at breakfast, but it's on this list for the purposes of being something you would have at breakfast that does have some alcohol in it. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944, coming up on 24 minutes past the hour. Boy, this has been a stumper galore today. Let's see what we have coming down the pike here. Maybe a right answer. Go ahead, caller.
Insure?
Do they load up the insure with alcohol?
Oh, I just tuned back in, Scott. I thought you were wanting a breakfast drink.
Oh, well, I did, but with the hint I gave was the last one on the list does have alcohol in it.
But was it too far off when I said White Russian?
No, but it's interesting because Insure was one I thought somebody would guess, never did, but it's not on the list.
Well, let me take another stab at it.
Go ahead.
I'll have to think about it.
Think about it and call back.
I will.
All right. Not a white Russian, not insure. Although a lot of people do the insure every morning, 25 minutes past the hour. It's an alcoholic beverage, alcoholic-based beverage, that would be associated with breakfast. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944, coming up on 25 minutes past the hour here, Getaway Friday, May the 8th, 2020. That's where we are. 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. What is this final drink? Alcoholic drink. An alcohol drink. Which is the best way to say that? Alcoholic drink or an alcohol drink? You don't want to say alcoholic drink. All right. What is it? What is number 6 on the list? 740-383-9944. A lot of alcoholic drinks out there. This is one people associate with breakfast. Is anybody going to get it? Wow. We've had a lot of guesses on this one, but this might be a stumper. What is the alcoholic drink that is closely associated with breakfast? Number 6 on today's list. Does anybody know as we approach 27 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday morning? How about that? Who would have thought this would be the stumper today? This drink that has alcohol in it, which is number 6 on the list of breakfast drinks. 740-383-9944. I think we've stumped everybody. It's been hanging out there now for a while, and nobody has been able to pick it up. Friday, May the 8th. There's something I want to talk about here, but I don't want to do it until we get this answer. But we might have stumped everybody. How in the world does that happen? Not water, not milk, not cranberry juice, not orange juice. It's a drink that has some alcohol in it that is associated with breakfast. Does anybody know what that would be? I'm trying to think. There's one hint I could give, but it would give it away right off the bat. Without any doubt, it would give it away. Go ahead, caller.
A Long Island iced tea?
Not a Long Island iced tea.
Okay.
No Long Island iced tea. There's a hint. There are two hints I could give, but, I mean, everybody would know what they are. So I don't want to go that far to give those hints. It's a beverage with some alcohol in it. It's used to make other alcoholic drinks. It's a drink on its own that people drink that has alcohol in it, but it's used to make other alcoholic drinks. 28 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Hot toddy?
Not a hot toddy. No, hot toddy does not make the list. What is this drink? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coming up on 29 minutes past the hour. What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
Something with tonic water in it?
No tonic water.
Okay.
No, and it's an alcoholic beverage that can be drunk on its own, but it also is used to make up other alcoholic beverages. Combined with other things, can make other beverages. But it's a popular beverage on its own. Has some alcohol in it. associated with breakfast? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. Let's see if we can get this answer off the ground here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Rum or whiskey?
Not rum or whiskey. Nope, no rum, no whiskey. Boy, are we going to get this. We're coming up on the break here. WWGH Radio, 30 minutes past the hour, but we're going to come back on the other side. Remember, it's a breakfast drink, alcohol, combined with other things as well. Stay on. Okay, Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio, Friday, May the 8th, 2020, 31 minutes past the hour. And what we're looking for is a breakfast drink that has some alcoholic content, has some alcohol content, and also can be used to make other drinks. What would that be? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. What is this last drink? Now, again, it's an alcoholic drink. It's sold on its own, but it can be used to make up other drinks. What would that be? 32 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see here. I would love to give one more thing here, one more clue, but one more clue I think would give it away. It's a drink on its own. A lot of people drink it. A lot of people drink it on special occasions. Now, there's a big hint. A lot of people drink it on special occasions. Go ahead, caller.
Champagne.
You've got it. Champagne is the answer. I could not believe it took us so long to get to that. I'm glad you got it.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yes, champagne was number 6 on the list. An alcoholic beverage that you drink in the morning. Okay, you know what? Hold this for a second. I'm going to give you the category so you can start thinking. But I want to say something in between this. Oh, maybe we're getting another call here. Are we getting another call? Go ahead. Oh, that was calls gone. Okay, here's the next category. I'm going to give it to you. Think about it. But I want to say something in the meantime. Now, this is interesting. Tell me a type of gun that doesn't shoot nails or bullets. That doesn't shoot bullets. Tell me a type of gun that doesn't shoot bullets. Now, don't start calling yet because there's something I want to say, but think about that. A type of gun that doesn't shoot bullets. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 answers on that particular question. Okay, wanted to let everybody know, I got a letter today during the break there from a Mrs. Shirk. Mrs. Shirk, thank you. And Mrs. Shirk answered one of our old questions here. The difference between peach pie and cobbler is made of 2 pastry crusts, top and bottom. That's pie. Cobbler is made of dough dipped in butter and topped with peaches. And I thank you, Mrs. Shirk, for sending these recipes She sent me recipes for peanut butter fudge, a peanut butter fudge recipe here, lime party salad. That looks good. Lime party salad. And here we go. Bread pudding. Bread pudding with sauce. Boozy sauce. Boozy bread pudding. And also included the recipe for the boozy sauce. And we also got South Carolina peach cobbler. So thank you, Mrs. Shirk, for the recipes. And if you ever want to send anything to us here at WWGH Radio, it's WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. I'm going to have to get somebody to make... I could make them, I guess. Or I'll have to get somebody to make them with me. Or I'll have to just get somebody to make them. Lime party salad. Boozy bread pudding with the boozy recipe. Peanut butter fudge. And South Carolina peach cobbler. Thank you, Mrs. Shirk. And now we know the difference between peach cobbler and peach pie. Peach cobbler has the top and bottom crust. And peach pie just has the bottom. And I still have never gotten either. But it's not Memorial Day yet, so I'm still holding out. All right, let's go back to Family Feud here. Tell me a type of gun that doesn't shoot bullets. Seven answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Tell me a type of gun that does not shoot bullets. Does anybody know the answers? Go ahead. 740-383-9944. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, seven answers. A type of gun that does not shoot bullets. What types of guns would not shoot bullets? Here's a big debate for you. Go ahead, caller.
A squirt gun.
A squirt gun. A squirt gun. Let's see here. Squirt gun is number 3 on the list. Thank you. Yes, it is a squirt gun. So, squirt gun is out of the way. What else do we have? All right, go ahead, caller.
How about cap gun?
Cap gun. Let's see here. Cap gun, not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. No cap gun on the list. A type of gun that doesn't shoot bullets. Let's see what else we have here. A type of gun that does not shoot bullets. We've got number 3, the old water gun. Go ahead, caller.
A nail gun.
I kind of gave that one away, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Number 1 answer, nail gun. You've got it.
Guys, one more.
Yeah, go ahead.
A glue gun.
A glue gun?
Mm-hmm.
You know, glue gun's not on the list, but that would have been a good one, too.
Okay,
thank
thanks.
You. Bye-bye. Glue gun, not on the list. All right. Tell me a type of bullet or gun that does not shoot bullets. A type of gun that does not shoot bullets. 1 is a nail gun. 3 is a water gun. What are the other ones here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answers? We've got nail gun, and we've got water gun. We've got 5 other answers to go. What are they? 740-383-9944. A type of gun that does not shoot bullets. Does anybody know what the answer is? Maybe this person calling in does at this point. Go ahead, caller.
About a laser gun.
No laser gun on the list. Thank you. No laser gun. A type of gun that does not shoot bullets. What would that gun be? A type of gun that does not shoot bullets. 39 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, May the 8th, 2020. Go ahead, caller.
My husband says shotgun.
Shotgun. You know, shotgun is not on the list. Does a shotgun shoot bullets?
Not bullets. It shoots those cartridges full of pellets.
pellets. That's, you know, it's not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
No shotgun. What is a type of gun that does not shoot bullets? That's the question, a type of gun that does not shoot bullets. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, how about a cap gun?
You know, cap gun is not on the list, oddly enough.
Wow.
I know.
All
how
right,
about that?
Then.
Thank you.
Cap gun did not make the list. A type of bullet that is not on the list. Let's go here. Go ahead, caller.
A Nerf gun?
A Nerf gun. No Nerf gun on the list. Nerf gun does not make the list. Now, here's something funny. You know, tonight here on this station, 8 to 10, Friday Night Live with Bailey Hunt. Don't forget to tune that in. Go ahead, caller.
Well, let's see. How about a staple gun?
A staple gun. Staple gun not on the list.
How about a paint gun?
A paint gun. What kind of a paint gun?
Well, they paint cars with. You know, they call them sometimes a paint gun.
Not a paint gun, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Tonight here, 8 to 10 on the station, will be Friday Night Live with Bailey Hunt, and that should be a good show tonight. Don't know what we're going to talk about, but we'll talk about something. And it's interesting because Bailey is making guesses right now through Facebook. And she's angry because I won't tell her if she's right or not. We'll see, because I think she's looking up the answers. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Paintball.
Paintball. Paintball is on the list. That is number 6. You've got it. Thank you.
Yes, paintball gun did make the list at number 6. So now we've got nail gun, water gun, and paintball gun. What else is coming down the pike? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, would a Tommy gun be on your list?
You know, a Tommy gun's not, but it should be. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Tommy gun. No Tommy gun on the list. You know, every time I hear the word Tommy gun, I think of Home Alone 2. Maybe my Tommy gun will get the better of you. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, how about a BB gun?
BB gun. BB gun is number 4 on the list. You've got it right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
BB gun does make the list. So nail guns 1, water gun 3, BB gun 4, paintball gun is 6. So we need 2, 5, and 7. 2, 5, and 7 are still out there. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
A dart gun?
A dart gun. No dart gun on the list.
No dart gun. What is the answer here? We have got nail gun, water gun, BB gun, paintball gun. What are the other guns? Go ahead, caller.
Pellet gun?
Not a pellet gun.
How about a potato gun? Oh, no, that's not a gun. Never mind.
No potato. I know what you're talking about. No potato gun
yeah.
either.
Bye.
Bye. No potato gun on the list. Nail gun, water gun, BB gun, and paintball gun have all been guessed, but what are the other ones? All right. Ooh, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
What about a stun gun?
Stun gun is number 2 on the list.
You
got it. Thank you.
Stun gun is number 2. So now we've got nail gun, stun gun, water gun, BB gun, paintball gun, but 2 other left. What are the other 2? Go ahead, caller.
How about a grease gun?
Not a grease gun.
Okay.
You see, and Bailey just sent me a message, 'cause now she's got a little anger in her. Where, she wouldn't even know where to get the answers from. Well, Bailey, if there would be a way to cheat, you would find a way. Go ahead, caller. And she can't rebut because I'm here alone. Go ahead, caller.
Radar gun.
No radar gun.
Okay.
No, radar gun does not make the list. Okay, what do we got going here? We have got nail gun, stun gun, water gun, BB gun, paintball gun. What are the other 2 guns that we're missing on this particular day? Go ahead, caller.
Taser?
Not a taser. No, not a taser.
What is the other 2 types of guns we're missing? 44 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. Break coming up in about 30 seconds. Go ahead, caller.
A pee ball shooter.
No. No, that is not it. What are the other two types of guns? 30 seconds here. 740-383-9944. What do we got coming down the pike here? Go ahead, caller.
The blowgun?
No. No. No blowgun. They use those in the Amazon to take down the big answer. All right. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back here, WWGH Radio. What we're looking for is a type of gun that does not shoot bullets. A type of bullet gun that does not shoot bullets. Does anybody know what that is? We've got nail gun, stun gun, water gun, BB gun, paintball gun, but we don't know what the other two guns are. What are the other two guns that do not shoot bullets? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
Spray gun.
Not a spray gun.
Okay.
No, no spray gun. The other two types of guns that do not shoot bullets. That's what we're looking for here on WWGH Radio. Does anybody know what they are? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Tranquilizer gun.
Tranquilizer. That's a good guess. They use those in the Amazon, too, but not a tranquilizer gun.
All righty.
Thank you. No tranquilizer gun. What is the type, a type of gun that does not use bullets? We have two answers left. Nail gun, stun gun, water gun, BB gun, paintball gun, and two answers left. What are they? Does anybody know? Coming up on 47 and a half minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
How about a pellet gun?
Not a pellet gun.
All right.
No pellet gun today. What is the answer? Friday, May the 8th, Getaway Friday, 47, coming up on 48 minutes past the hour. A type of gun that does not shoot bullets. Go ahead, caller.
About a fire gun.
Not a fire gun. What's that?
Like a flamethrower?
Not a flamethrower.
Okay.
No fire gun, no flamethrower. A type of gun that does not shoot bullets. Two answers left on the big board today, and we don't have them yet. What are they? Go ahead, caller. Nope, caller left us. Call back in if that was you, 740-383-9944. A type of gun that does not shoot bullets. That's what we want to know here today. Go ahead, caller.
How about a crossbow?
Not a crossbow.
Okay.
No crossbow. A type of gun that does not shoot bullets. We've got a nail gun, a stun gun, a water gun, a BB gun, a paintball gun. What are the other two guns? Go ahead, caller.
Glue gun.
Not a glue gun. No glue gun today. Boy, what are those other two guns that do not shoot bullets? Maybe if we get down to 5 minutes, I'll give you some hints here on this one. I notice Bailey's not guessing now.
Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody guess soldering gun?
Nobody has, but that's not on the list either.
Okay,
thank you. No soldering gun. Let's see here. 49 and a half minutes past the hour. What is the type of gun we are missing? Two types of guns. Go ahead, caller.
A caulking gun.
Not a caulking gun. There's one we haven't heard. Not a caulking gun. 740-383-9944. What we're looking here for is a type of gun that does not shoot bullets. Go ahead, caller.
A Brad gun?
Nope. Nope. A type of gun that does not shoot bullets 50 minutes past the hour. What is the answer here? How interesting. Let's see if we get an answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about a screw gun?
Not a screw gun. A good guess, though.
What about a paint gun?
Not a paint gun.
Okay.
No screw gun, no paint gun. What is a type of gun that does not shoot bullets? That's what we're looking for here, a type of gun that does not shoot bullets. 50 and a half minutes past the hour here on this Friday, Getaway Friday, on the Charlie Evers Show. What are those two types of bullets or guns? Go ahead, caller.
Pepper spray gun.
Not a pepper spray gun. No pepper spray gun. A type of gun that does not shoot bullets. Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
Cap gun.
Not a cap gun. Cap gun does not make it in either. A type of gun that does not shoot bullets. Go ahead, caller.
An air gun?
Not an air gun. No air gun on the list. Wow, two answers left. 51 and a half minutes past the hour. A type of gun that does not shoot bullets. What would that be? Go ahead, caller.
Stopper gun.
Not a stopper gun. No stopper gun. Wow. We're in it today. 52 minutes past the hour, a type of gun that does not shoot bullets. What answer are we missing here? Go ahead, caller.
How about a toy gun?
Not a toy gun. No toy gun on the list today. Now remember, we've got nail gun, stun gun, water gun, BB gun, and paintball gun. What are the two types of guns that we're missing? Type of a gun that doesn't shoot bullets. Go ahead, caller.
How about a staple gun?
Not a staple gun. Staple gun does not make the list. A type of gun that does not shoot bullets. Now remember the ones we have. Nail gun, stun gun, water gun, BB gun, paintball gun. What are the two types of guns that we're missing that do not shoot bullets? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
About a musket.
Not a musket. Musket does not make the list. Type of gun that does not shoot bullets. All right, here comes another call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, what are those guns called where the clerks have them in the grocery stores that click out the price tags?
Oh, yeah, the store.
What are them called?
Yeah, what are those called? Those are called...
What about those guns that shoot
price guns.
Out? Huh?
Price guns.
Yeah. What about them guns that shoot out T-shirts?
What are those called? I know what you're talking about. Party guns.
Yeah, and here's another thing. This has nothing to do with what you're talking about. What's going in next to the house of Hunan? Do you know?
You know, I don't...
I figured if anybody knew, it would be you, Scott.
Well, that's right, because I keep my ear to the ground, that's for sure. I have not been out that way in a while. There's something going in out there.
Uh-huh.
Really? But next to the house...
Let me put it this way. There's a... sign up.
Really?
They got a sign up. Yeah, and not only is there a sign up above the door on the building, there's a sign out on the road, too.
Now, is it like, is that where the Petland used to be?
It's just right smack dab next to House of Hoonan. I don't really know what was that. I think it was a Dollar General out here at one point in time, but it's not where that. And what is that anyway? I see all these signs up down there, but I don't really know what they do down there, if they do anything at all.
Well, that's interesting. Well, maybe somebody out there listening knows out there. So you're talking out behind the mall.
Uh-huh. Right smack dab next to House of Hoonan.
But the signs have nothing on them.
No, there is.
Oh, but we don't.
I think it's called Pinnacle or something is what it's.
Oh,
I don't,
but
I can't.
Pinnacle.
It looks like it says some kind of treatment center or something.
Well, that's interesting. Well, maybe somebody knows out there.
Yeah, I didn't know what it says. I'm going to drive over here, and then I can. Marion Treatment Services. There's a whole lot of things you can be treated for, so I didn't know what they were doing.
You know, my guess, because I know they've been trying to open up a. Like a drug rehab. Now,
well,
maybe.
We could sure use it.
Yeah, well, yeah. That could be it. I don't know. That's maybe we'll hear about it. Let's see what the listening audience knows.
Right on.
Thank you. Well, there you go. What is opening up next to the House of Hoonan? It's a treatment center. I bet the House of Hoonan is happy about that, to have a treatment center right next door. No matter what type of treatment they give, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's go ahead. Go ahead, caller. What's that?
Starter gun.
A starter gun. That's a good guess. We haven't heard that one. Not on the list, though, unfortunately.
Okay.
No starter gun. Okay, I'm going to try to give you a hint here. Also, what's opening up next to the House of Hoonan and Pinnacle? Pinnacle Treatment Centers. What is that? Okay. One of these is actually something you would call somebody. A type of gun that doesn't shoot bullets. It's actually a name that you would call somebody. There's a hint. Go ahead, caller.
How about a pop gun?
Not a pop gun.
Hey, and what about a t-shirt cannon gun they use at sporting events?
Nope, not on the list either, unfortunately.
Okay.
Now, one of them is actually a name that has gun in it that you would call somebody. That's a type of gun that doesn't shoot bullets. That is a hint on one of these. Or what is opening up next to House of Hoonan? Pinnacle something. Treatment centers. Does anybody know what that is? 740-383-9944. Let's go here. Go ahead, caller.
You son of a gun.
Son of a gun, you have got it. That is number 7 on the list. Thank you. All right, now we've got one left. We've got son of a gun. That was a type of gun. Now the other one, okay. Here's the other guess on the other answer that we have left. It's not technically a type of gun that you would hold in your hand. It refers to something. It's a... Oh, what is it? It's kind of like a metaphor. It's a metaphor. It is a metaphor. It's not like a metaphor. It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor people use to describe something. It's a type of gun without a bullet. It's a metaphor. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or do you know what Pinnacle Solutions is opening up next to House of Hoonan? Go ahead, caller.
A Top Gun.
What was that, a cop gun?
Top Gun, like Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, like a... Well, that's a good guess. No, it's not Top Gun, but that's a good guess.
Okay, thank you.
Not Top Gun. No, but it is a metaphor. It's not a gun that you would hold in your hand. It's a gun that people use it to refer to something, but it's a metaphor. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Your muscles, you know how the man has guns?
Yes, yes, biceps. Yes,
biceps. Okay.
That is it. Biceps muscles. That's a gun without bullets.
That's right.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, those were the answers, oddly enough. Nail gun, stun gun, water gun, BB gun, biceps, paintball gun, and son of a gun. Those were the answers. Now, when we come back after the break, name a place you might not get cell phone reception. We've only got a minute here, so just think on that one. That's what we're going to come back with. Name a place where you might not get cell phone reception. That's what we're going to come back with. And does anybody know or can find out what Pinnacle Solutions is opening next door to House of Hunan out behind the Marion Center Mall? Also, don't forget Friday Night Live with Bailey Hunt and myself tonight here 8 to 10 on WWGH Radio. What will we talk about? I don't know. You know, but whatever it is, I'm sure Bailey has already looked it up, has the answers, and will come in with a little bit of a cheat. That's just the way it goes. I'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Obituaries, news, and weather coming.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Ellen Withrow.
He's so many.